Well, we're going to have a good time this time on the Urantia Radio podcast. We're going to talk about the all-important family. Family is the focus, and there's so much that the Urantia book has to say about family. Family is indispensable to progress, society, progressive evolution, you name it. Without the family, nothing else follows. And it's interesting because we're approaching the Jubilee of Jubilees. And that is all about the family. It's the consummation of the divine family. It's that time when the Creator Son, the Master Son, pledges eternal servitude and equality with the divine spirit, the daughter of the third person of deity. And it's a consummation that rings throughout the universe, and they celebrate it every May 18th, according to the Urantia book. So we're going to talk to Diane Labreck about all of this because she's very involved in a presentation that's coming up. She knows a lot about the Jubilee of Jubilees, and we're very honored to have her back on the program. So we'll do that in just a second.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, welcome back, and we are so honored today because we have Gabriel Reinberg from the Center for Unity, who we've had on a few times talking about that very important project, and then we also have Diane Labreck, and Diane is here to talk about the upcoming celebration of the Jubilee of Jubilees, and that is on May 18th, and that celebrates, the way I kind of explain it is it's a consummation between the Divine Daughter, who is the daughter of the Infinite Spirit, and the Master Son, who is Michael, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. And so they are consummating their relationship on a scale that is far and above the human level. And it's called the Jubilee of Jubilees, and the entire universe celebrates this wonderful day. And to explain its significance and why we should care is Diane Labreck. And Diane, I want to introduce you. I want to read one short paragraph that talks about the relationship between the daughter of the Infinite Spirit, the Spirit, and Jesus. It says, "The Son initiates the creation of certain of the universe children, while the Spirit is solely responsible for bringing into existence the numerous orders of Spirit personalities who minister and serve under the direction and guidance of this self-same Mother Spirit. In the creation of other types of universe personalities, both the Son and the Spirit function together, and no creative act does the one do aught without the counsel and approval of the other." Now, if that's not a marriage made in heaven, I don't know, right? I mean, that is such a profound... But isn't that just amazing when you take a look at that relationship that we have in our own lives and how it translates on a much grander scale when you include the entirety of the universe. So isn't that wonderful? And they're celebrating, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Jim. And thank you for having us on again, Gabriel and I, because the Jubilee of Jubilees, the very title, first of all, I love your expression, a marriage made in heaven. Yeah. Now I know where it comes from. And it's just beautiful and so meaningful. And the Jubilee of Jubilees says it all. If we change the word Jubilee for celebration, it means that after Michael, Jesus Christ, Michael, because I like to say his name the way it was revealed to me as I was flying back home after the Urantia family celebration a few years ago, and I was made aware that we have the physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions. And so his name is Jesus, as he was and as he yet is on the physical plane. He was born as Yahshua, later called Jesus, because when he says, "I am the way," well, when you look at Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, we know, Urantia Book readers, we know that when we move on, when we graduate from this life, we go to Jerusalem and then Edentia. Those are all capitals of the system, the constellation. So Jerusalem, Edentia, Salvington, Uversa, the capital of the super universe, and then the supreme. And so we go into God, and that when Jesus says, "I am the way, no man goes to the Father except through me," I think it's just beautiful. And so the celebration of celebrations, because when he went to the right hand of the Father in paradise and was confirmed with his sovereignty, meaning that he is totally, entirely, wholeheartedly sovereign of his local universe, he came back to the capital of his local universe of Orvanton, Salvington, and they celebrated so much so that it became known as the Jubilee of Jubilees, the celebration of all celebrations. And it's really, really great, because there's two particular points that I would like to say. And that there's 11 events that happened, Jim, on the day of ascension of Jesus Christ, Michael. And those 11, I think we are the only people who know about the Urantia book, the thankfully, thank God, we are many people in the world right now who know about the fifth epochal revelation called the Urantia book. But what is revealed in that book was unknown to the whole world, because most people take ascension, the ascension day of Jesus Christ, Michael, as being like the big thing. And then that day was called Pentecost because there was a bestowal of his spirit of truth. But right, there's actually, as of right now, we know of 11 events that happened during that very same day. And it happened between 7:45 in the morning and 1 p.m. our time, because we know that on different dimensions, the time is different. But all this to say, it all happened then. And the two major, major things is that one, Michael, our Creator Son and Universe Father, received his formal confirmation of the sovereignty of his local universe of Nebadon. And second, Mother Spirit, he is the Creator Son. She is known as the Creative Spirit. And she became personally knowable by all contacting humans. If we want, we can actually contact her directly. It even says that Mother does speak our earth languages. So it's really wonderful to know that. And what really, really left a deep impression in me is when I read that there was the proclamation of equality. And that is, if you allow me, I just want to read, it's going to be short, but just for your listeners to know the importance. When you said a marriage made in heaven, God bless you, Jim, because it was the perfect expression. And especially for what we live right now on our planet, which is not all fine and dandy.
Yeah.
I will read this, and it says, to many universe types of beings, even this representation of the infinite spirit may not appear to be wholly personal during the ages preceding the final Michael bestowal, but subsequent to the elevation of the Creator Son to the sovereign authority of a Master Son, the Creative Mother Spirit becomes so augmented in personal qualities as to be personally recognized by all contacting individuals. And then it says that Michael made the proclamation of equality, saying, though he was the sovereign of this local universe, our local universe of Nebadon, the Son published to the worlds the fact of the Spirit's equality with him in all endowments of personality and attributes of divine character. And this becomes the transcendent pattern for the family organization and government of even the lowly creatures of the worlds of space, talking about us.
Yeah.
This is indeed and in truth, and we know that the truth comes from the Spirit of Truth, which is Michael, Jesus Christ Michael, and indeed, the deed is an action, and we know that the Spirit, Mother Spirit, represents action. So when they say this is indeed and in truth, that means the combination of Creator Son, Creative Spirit, the high ideal of the family and the human institution of voluntary marriage. And it is so beautiful. The Son and the Spirit now preside over the universe, much as a father and mother watch over and minister to their family of sons and daughters. Both the Son and the Spirit function together, and listen to this, and in no creative act does the one do aught without the counsel and approval of the other. Isn't that beautiful to see the unity? Talk about unity, complementarity. This is why sometimes I say to my study group, you know, when they say behind all great man stands a great woman, how about we correct the word behind and we say next to or beside
right.
every great man stands a great woman, because we are equal. And they, even the Urantia book even tells us that a planet is not considered evolved until men and women stand on equal footing. And so we're on the way, but we're not entirely there. If we look around the world, the planet, and we know that there are places where women are not necessarily perceived as equal. So what we do on May 18 is that we celebrate this extraordinary event, which became known within the whole local universe. And our local universe is, you know, can have like up to 10 million inhabited or inhabitable planets. And so this is a major, major thing. And it is, we have to give all credits to Josh Wilson, Brother Josh, who made me aware of this a few years ago and invited me to join him. He asked me what I thought about that. And as soon as I read his essay, which everyone receives when we send out the invitation, by the way, and I said, my God, Josh, we have to do something about this. This is of utmost importance. And so together we talked it over and decided that I said to Josh, you know, before I depart from this planet, I would love if Jesus would allow me to go to his holy land once more and to inaugurate, officially inaugurate on his planet of the cross, his seventh and final bestowal, the Jubilee of Jubilees, to let them know, to let our divine parents know that not only the local universe knows about the Jubilee of Jubilees, but that his children on the planet Urantia, planet Earth, know about it. And we are officially on Mount Olivet in the presence of our angelic sisters, acclaiming and proclaiming, officially proclaiming that we acknowledge the Jubilee of Jubilees here on his planet of ascension. And so we decided to start doing Zoom gatherings, and it's to this year, it's going to be our fifth year. It started in 20, and so 2024 will be our fifth year in 1 month as of tomorrow. And so we will have guests from different ministry service. One of them will be you, Jim, with your podcast, which so many of us appreciate. And we thank you for the beautiful work you do. And we will have other guests, and we will have also Jeanette.
Oh, we have Gabriel Reinberg, who's here. Why don't we, let's take the opportunity now and thank you for that beautiful summation and the story. I know that as a Urantia book reader, what you said is music to my ears, and I hope it's the same for the others. Gabriel, you're part of this year's Jubilee of Jubilee. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you have in mind or what it means to you?
Yeah, I think this is really exciting because of all of the things that Diane said. This partnership, this divine partnership or a marriage from heaven, which is really the way our parents are managing themselves, our divine parents, our creators in this local universe. And so the fact that we can get a little bit of a glimpse, you know, it reminds me of just as an anecdote, I wrote the beginning of a script that describes what happens to the husband and the wife that Jesus met on the port on the way back to Rome. And this husband was really mistreating his wife in public, which was probably a very curious thing to do for a Roman citizen, I'm assuming. And also, we've been told that this person was a follower of the Stoic tradition. So he was probably a reputable person. And he was caught, you know, mistreating his wife. We're not really privy to the details of what really happened there, but it was enough for Jesus to take him to the side and in private, basically admonish him and tell him, listen, dude, this is not how things are. You are out of line. Whatever she did to you, and, you know, he was very kind and gentle, but basically he said, this is not the way things are in the universe. And he gave this person a little bit of a glimpse of what he remembered as a human that happens in Salvatum between himself as Michael and Mother Spirit. So, you know, even the Urantia book has a little bit of a glimpse as to what is the proper way for two aspects, male, female in this case, on the human level, and Creator Son and Mother Spirit on the divine level, how they interact and how things go together. So to me, this is exciting because we just get a glimpse of, you know, what our parents are doing. And we have another opportunity to bring it back down to our level. You know, this world, as we've been talking before you hit the record button, you know, I'm living in Israel. We are living through several wars that are happening at the same time. These are very tense times. And I go about with a lot of sadness in my heart because I can see that this is not the way humans are supposed to be. We have so much work to do. And the fact that we can read in the Urantia book about all the things that happen in this planet and why, some of the reasons why this planet is facing these challenges, but also what lies ahead is comforting. But I always go back to the point that we have to do the work. You know, that person that Jesus touched, this abusive husband, he had to overcome this tendency, he had to abuse his wife. He had to do the internal work. He probably had to pray. He had to face his own traumas or challenges, or the way we say that, his demons.
Yeah.
So in the matter of speak, you know, we really have to do this work. And so the Jubilee of Jubilee is just another occasion for us to look up high and say, thank you, Mother Spirit. Thank you, Michael, for everything. And then thank our brothers and sisters who are responsible for this revelation, who are giving us not only this book with so much knowledge, but also the ongoing support in our daily lives. And I'm sure they're all going to be with us celebrating as our higher up brothers and sisters celebrating across the universe. So it's just an opportunity for us to synchronize with things that are going out in higher levels of our very, very disturbed planet and draw some hope and strength to keep doing the work on our level with the hopes that we can leave this place a little bit better than what we found it, which is basically why we're doing everything we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
all of us. So,
and you're doing a lot for the Center for Unity and a lot of things going on there. So, and I want to get to that. Why haven't you been on in a while? Oh, that's right. There's a war going on in your backyard. That's right. Well, we want to talk about the Center for Unity. What's the latest? I know you've got the Ask Jesus app, which is great. I've used it. It's absolutely wonderful. I love the way that it's laid out. It's functional. What else is going on from the Center for Unity?
Well, we're working. And I think this is my way of saying, personally, because I'm living through this with Sandra here in Israel, just to say, you know, despite all of this, maybe even because all of this, I just need to double down and keep doing this work. That's my way of saying, this is how I can help brothers and sisters that are around me in Israel, and others. So, we have two new projects that were launched this month, actually. One of them is called the Urantia Book Tutor. Launched, I mean, we started working on them. It's not ready yet, but we built a team and we have a work plan and it's working and we hired the people that we need to hire. So the Urantia Book Tutor is going to be, let's say, the Ask Jesus on steroids. It's going to be 10 times more complicated. And the vision for that is...
For the user or for you?
Yeah. The vision for that is, imagine you had an AI assistant that can help you study the Urantia book and have a conversation with you. Whether you're a new person coming to the Urantia book, in which case it will help you with easier ways. And if you're an advanced student and you've been studying for a while, you'll be able to ask the more complicated issues. And it's a software that has perfect memory of the Urantia book. It can recall any paragraph. It has all the text.
Interesting.
But also other tricks and tips and tricks that we are putting into it to juice it up and make it even smarter. So this is now going on. We are doing this with a company, a professional AI company in Toronto. I'm the project manager, so to speak, and I'm designing this, but they're building basically our vision. We started a month ago, and it's going to take a couple more months until we have some versions that we can play with. The Ask Jesus chatbot is the inspiration for this, but the Ask Jesus chatbot is very simple as an AI. This is going to be... It's basically going to try to mimic the way we, a very advanced Urantia book student would take a question and then answer it. So imagine, you know, somebody asks you about the Trinity, you know, so you remember that it's probably mostly in part one. So you go now and start, okay, which papers do I have to read? And you go and you find those papers and you start making notes. And then you say, okay, what was the question? And here's the information, and I can sum it up. And now I have to synthesize an answer. So this is how humans think when they're presented with something complicated. This AI, we're going to program it to do the same thing, but only in 5 seconds.
Which
something
you can
that
do.
Will take me a day takes it 5 seconds, and then it can answer 1,000 of those questions at the same time.
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying to do with a Ubi Tutor. And the exciting thing about this is we're going to use technology that will allow any website, anybody who wants to put this on this website, we will, with two lines of code, we'll be able to hook back to the center software, and you can have your own assistant on any website, any modern website. So we're building this for the community, the entire Urantia book community. It's going to be open source, so if somebody wants to reuse this software for other purposes, and I already have people that would say, you know, why don't we do an assistant for all the documents in the Urantia Book Historical Society Archive, or all the workbooks of Dr. Sadler, or whatever. You know, we have so much material, and this technology of assistants is a very good technology for you to be able to discuss things with and retrieve information in an intelligent way, which is way better than search. It just is. So this is the beginning of something exciting, which I think is going to help a lot of people. And the next phase will be, okay, now you have such an AI. I'm going to build versions that create content. So let's create a series of videos about things from the Urantia book based on this AI that is trained specifically on the Urantia book. Or let's create children's books or poems or essays and articles and anything creative that AIs can do. But this one will be trained specifically on the Urantia book. So I think it will be optimized for this. So that there's a lot of things coming down the pipeline with AI, and so we're
Harnessing
investing.
it. Yeah. Well, I think that's great. That sounds really exciting. Diane, let's talk. I want to ask your opinion on this. I was thinking for the presentation, because what is the Jubilee of Jubilee? It's the celebration of the family, the father and the mother and the children. And right now on Earth, we have a real problem with family. Now, I don't know how it is in Israel with you. And Diane, I think I kind of know a little bit about how things are going in Canada, which is not good. But there is an ardent attempt, in my opinion, to make family less important. Young people are not having children because of climate change, because they're being afraid, they're being told that by having little carbon producers, they're destroying the planet. Now, if that doesn't sound like sacrificing your children to the climate gods, I don't know what is. We have ideologies about if you're binary or non-binary. And children as young as 10 are having this discussion. So many people that I've talked to believe that there are dark forces that are trying to undermine the entire concept of family. Because if you don't have allegiance to your family, who do you have allegiance to? Just look around you. Look at allegiance in North Korea is a lot different than allegiance in America, if you know what I mean. So the family unit is under assault in the modern era. It's part of that ideological struggle. And I think the Jubilee of Jubilees reminds us of the vital importance of family. Do you think that would be a good subject? Maybe we could take excerpts from Marriage and Family Life, because the Revelators went a long way to explaining to us that if you don't have a family unit, you don't have a civilization. And that's where we're at.
You're exactly right, Jim, and this is why I read earlier, the importance of the proclamation of equality, and that Michael and Mother became our father, not became, but were acknowledged, officially acknowledged as our divine father and mother, to be a model even to the lowly creatures of the worlds of space. They are our model, and this is why they say that the son and father and mother, like Michael and mother, they do not do anything without the counsel and approval of the other. And this is why we need to have a model. And in line with what you said, I would like to say a very, very important point, because what we know what you are going through, Gabriel. You know how much I'm praying 24/7 all the time. And it's important to know that the Urantia book, Jim and Gabriel and your listeners, tells us one very important thing that I want to say. And that is that on the Ascension Day, May 18, 3080, when Christ Michael was proclaimed sovereign, okay, later on, there was the worldwide bestowal of the Spirit of Truth with the accompanying joy, security, and confidence. We know about that. The world knows about Pentecost. But what people really don't know is that there was also, at the same time, that bestowal of his spirit of truth was the preparation for all normal minds for the universal bestowal of thought adjusters upon the people of earth. And in the Urantia book, it says very shortly, this bestowal of Michael's spirit, Christ Michael's spirit, effectively prepared all normal man's minds for the subsequent universal bestowal of the Father's spirit called the adjuster, the thought adjuster. Let's just analyze the word thought. Everything starts with a thought. So this is our mind, adjuster, to adjust. And knowing that it was bestowed upon all mankind, not just so-called Christians or Catholics or whatever religion. We're not talking about religions. We're talking about humanity. It was bestowed upon all of humanity. So that means it gives the opportunity to pray, to commune and to connect, to make one with our thought adjuster in our mind and to ask for guidance, especially for the problem that we are facing, because it's a reality and it's much more than what the human eyes allows people to see. Jim. And so we need to know that. People need to know that when we say we need to look above or to look up and call upon God, yes, but at the same time, how about we call upon God within ourselves? It reminds me in 2008 when I was hosting the Urantia Conference in Los Angeles at the UCLA, University of California in Los Angeles. And for my speech, I gave a presentation about our HD mode, which was new in 2008. It's like a few years ago, 16 years ago. And just before going to UCLA, I saw an ad here in Montreal in the paper talking about this special ad on the new high definition mode utilities, television, computer screens and all that. I brought it with me and I told the audience, I said, look, if we are at the end, at the age of using HD mode utilities of all kinds, how about using our HD mode, our human divine mode, praying together? So the word team means we need to pray together and ask for guidance, because God knows what we need to do for family, to unite not only our biological family where we were born and our parents and brothers and sisters, not only our married families, the children we had and all this, but our humanity family, the unite to become gradually work toward becoming one united Urantia family. And so to learn, like Jesus says, do unto others what you want them to do to you. And so to work in the spirit of love, in the kingdom of God, the brotherhood of love, the fatherhood of God, and to help make that change, which is so crucial right now for our planet.
I agree. Well, listen, I'm going to have to cut this short only because I've got about a zillion people who need my attention. But I want to thank both of you for coming on and sharing your thoughts and insights on this upcoming Jubilee of Jubilees. And Gabriel, there's a lot of people praying for you. So keep up the good fight. And Diane, always a pleasure. It's such a unique experience to spend time with you and hear your thoughts. And I'm looking forward to the Jubilee of Jubilees coming up May 18th. If people want to find out how they can watch it, where is the easiest way to find out?
The best way is if they want to contact me directly. It's very simple. It's my name, Diane, D-I-A-N-E, just one N, Labrec, L-A-B as beauty, R-E-C-Q-U-E, number 7. @gmail.com.
The celebration of the Heavenly Family, the Jubilee of Jubilees, our topic this time up on the Urantia Radio Podcast. Thank you for joining me.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, you still find me carrying pots I made fall behind me. Save my love through loneliness, save my love through sorrow. I give you my only grace, give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, oh, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. I put you above me. If miller were my trade, I'd a mill wheel grinding. But you miss your color box, oh, you soft you shine. Save my love through loneliness, save my love.